Are we on the air?
No.
Okay.
Puff Theology Podcast, brought to you by the good folks at Distinctive Diamonds. The show you're listening to is rated R for religion. No cuss words on this program.
All right, whatever.
I'm a purist.
Flip us on.
I like pig's feet.
Flip them off.
I love this.
Yes, it is great. You can leave, you can come back. No pressure.
Have you heard of Aria Grande at Starbucks?
Actually, I'm not having intercourse.
Hashtag get weird.
I'm sorry. Make sure you edit that out. I'm embarrassed.
It's not going to be your average Bob and Tom today, boys.
All right, everybody. The show is on the air.
Hey, everybody. It's time for the Godcast. What is it, 30?
29.
29, everybody.
29.
That's Pelsu from the Aaron Pelsu Band. That is Darren, who is used to be with East 91st Street Church. Now he's with Pup Theology Indy.
Buenos dias.
And then you got a guy named Eric. I don't know his last name, but he's
That's
with...
That's all good.
And he's with Mercy Road Church here in town. I'm Dave Smiley with WZPL, Smiley Morning Show. Thank you.
No, 99.5.
Too much.
Come on, America.
99.5.
Too much.
It's a big deal.
Haven't heard the top 10 songs? You'll hear them this week.
Over and over again.
Over and
this
over.
Is what I do. Oh, you like to hear a song by...
Katy Perry.
Taylor Swift.
Ariana Grande. Yeah, Taylor Swift, right?
Ariana Grande.
Got it.
Wait an hour, you'll hear it again.
I was feeling Shaquille O'Neal. He had an album back in the day, but...
Yeah, he did, actually.
Shazam?
No. Remember that.
That was his movie.
That was his movie.
Yeah.
Was it Shazam?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Good.
We shouldn't talk about that.
No.
Episode 29, ladies and gentlemen, of the Pup Theology Indy Podcast, puptheologyindy.com, brought to you by the good folks at Distinctive Diamonds.
Oh, I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. Still with us on board, loving the podcast, loving what's going on. If you have diamond needs, if you have sapphire needs.
Needs for diamonds.
If you have needs for jewelry. There's only one place to go. If you just need to use a really, really well-done bathroom, head over to Distinctive Diamonds.
Perfect.
They cut out the middleman.
I do.
So coming up very soon, we've got another Pup Theology, another event.
Yes, coming right down the pike in March. Not sure exactly when this podcast will launch, but we're going to say it's going to be before our events in March. Got some really cool stuff. You guys like the St. Patty's Day? Do you like the St. Patty's?
I love beer, love green beer. Green beer. I love St. Patty's Day, the parade. We're going to be there, the Smiley Morning Show in the parade.
Four-leaf clover.
Oh, yeah. We love that. It's so lucky.
Are you Irish?
I'm Scotch-Irish. Oh. Maitland is a shorter folk.
Oh.
From the Scotch-Irish UK region.
Is Nate Irish?
No. He's
really?
German.
Oh, is he really?
Clat.
Oh.
He's partially Native
Who's
American.
Who's Nate? Is that part of your band?
Violin.
Nathan would be the violin player. He's about 6 foot. I say seven.
Cry a villain.
Because he's taller than me. And he has no body hair.
Come on.
So
That's
he claims
weird.
That he has some Native American in him. The rest of him is German.
Wait,
so.
He doesn't have body hair?
No. What? None.
You know what? I have,
absolutely none, dear.
I've got a story of none body hair. It's not me.
Not interested.
I bet you're.
So tell me more about the band.
Well, I want to tell you about the movie Powder.
Oh, man.
Native Americans have mohawks that go all the way down their back. I mean, all
no
the way.
No way.
Down. They do.
For real?
Yeah. So if you want to talk about no body hair, you can't talk about Native Americans.
I did not know that.
If you want to talk about no body hair, we're going to talk about the movie Powder a little bit more.
I don't want to.
Okay.
I did like that movie.
How did we
Great
start?
Movie.
How did we get here? St. Patty's Day. Goodness gracious. So, hey, it's coming around the corner. It's the 17th of March.
Oh, that's coming up.
Most of the St. Patty's Day parties not happening on the 17th. Do you know why?
Why?
Because it's a Tuesday.
Oh.
Yeah, see? You don't want to go out and have a big old St. Patty's Day green beer party on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
You want to dial that in on more like the 14th, which would be the Saturday. So what we're inviting you to do is come join us on March 14th at Moe's Irish Pub. Do you guys know of the Moe's? Do you know the Irish
Pub?
Yeah, it's in Nobletucky.
It is in Nobletucky.
Mo money, mo problem.
Great Rubens.
Great Rubens.
Oh. Rubens. How about the grilled cheese sandwich with the tomato sandwich?
The tomato, the three cheese. Oh, it's so good. They got the bacon. They put the tomato on that.
What is it?
Cheese.
What day is this that you're talking about again?
I believe it's the 14th of March.
Oh, my.
Is that
that's
a Saturday?
Yeah, that's a long ways away.
It is a long ways away. But not when you listen to the podcast, just around the corner. Come join us for St. Patty's Day at Moe's Irish Pub up in Noblesville. We'll be there all day long on the 14th, full day of St. Patty's Day and Pub Theology up at Moe's. And I believe our charity for the month is going to be the Leukemia Society.
That's awesome.
So it should be cool.
That's okay. Awesome.
So supporting the leukemia research and raising some good money for those folks. And then
Leukemia
here's the
Lymphoma Society,
yes, that's the other word
it's
I was
It's a combo,
for.
Yeah.
It is.
Yep.
The Leukemia Lymphoma Society will be with them on the 14th. Then here's the deal. It's Sunday, March 15th, once a quarter. So that's basically every 3 months for you guys, right? Mm. We get together. We do a thing called the celebration. And you're asking yourself, Eric, you're asking me, say, Darren, what's the celebration?
It's no, a celebration.
No, I was trying to figure out what is once a quarter. If it's quarterly,
yeah,
once every, never mind.
It'd be four.
Come on, that's
every 3 months. Yeah, that's
nice. Three times four.
It's a celebration.
There you go. Yeah, ship shape. My math caught up.
We're going to have a good time tonight.
When you have math questions,
it's all right.
The go-to guy here. So thank you for the.
These guys are trying to talk. It just hears so loud on the top of them.
I like the background vocals.
Yeah.
But they weren't that background.
They were really strong.
The foreground vocals.
Yes. Thank you for the foreground.
We're going to celebrate. Like, these guys are really trying to promote an event. It's a celebration. And it's, where is it? A rooftop somewhere?
We're not rooftopping it. We're not at the Marat this time. We are in the parking lot, my friends.
A parking lot.
Irish pub.
Oh.
Under the tent.
Under the tent.
We're going to have a little bit of church.
We are. Mm-hmm. So on March 14th, you come out and celebrate St. Patrick.
It's a celebration.
Go home, get some rest, come back at about 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon to Moe's Irish Pub in the parking lot under the tent for our once a quarter worship celebration called the Celebration, where we celebrate everything that God is doing in your life, in our life, and in the movement that is Pub Theology and Blackbird Mission Church, which is kind of the discipleship movement that is growing out of the efforts of Pub Theology. So, awesome. 4 o'clock on March 15th.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
That's it. Take these broken wings and learn
Blackbird.
To fly.
So, why do you hear that sound?
Are you the you're the non background vocal guy this time?
That was the third day.
Third day it was Blackbird. I like third day. Anyway, so March 14th, come see us for St. Patty's Day at Moe's. Hang out to March 15th and come see us for the celebration right there in the parking lot. It will be a good time had by all.
People in the place. If you wanna get down,
let's get it started in here.
Let's do it. So episode 29 of the Pub Theology Indie Podcast. We're here live at the Smiley Studios. It's the only studio in Indianapolis equipped with old school radio gear and more CDs than you could ever listen to in your life, as well as a DAP machine.
Multiple tape machines.
Yeah, lots of tape. Lots of tape.
Cassette
Dexter.
Players.
Digital audio tape. That's right. We got CD players. I got a TiVo over here. I've got a reel-to-reel machine. Yeah. I've got a ribbon mic over here.
You've really got it all.
You
old
can
school.
Watch a Laserdisc, Betamax.
That's CART. That's
whatever
a CART deck
want.
From radio. Yeah, it's kind of old school, but very, very crisp.
Every
medium. Do you
notice
these are MS-80 mics?
I was going to say with
SM58.
TCM3000.
just upgraded to SM58.
SM58s, everybody. Best mics ever. Best sibilance. Sibilance.
Testicles. Wait, no. That's not this.
Inappropriate.
7, 11, benevolent
what's
elephants.
Sibilance. And there's another word you say.
Did you roll those consonants? 11, benevolent elephants.
Interesting. Sibilance. Anyway.
The sixth cheeks. The sixth sheep is sick.
So we're here at the Pub Theology Indie
Podcast.
The worst podcast you've ever heard. Today, tonight, whenever you listen to the podcast. So, Eric, the other day, and by the other day, I mean weeks ago, if not a month ago, I was over at the Mercy Road.
True.
Where you habitate on a Sunday mornings. And so we were talking about the idea of trusting God, and I talked about my dog Theo. Do we have pets around the table here? Eric,
oh,
do you have a pet?
I do, buddy. It's embarrassing, but I do.
My wife, Emily.
She's
no,
a pet.
That's not a pet.
She's a wild animal.
No, that, she is no, your no. wife pet, no, which is okay.
Yeah,
what? Huh?
It's a sweet
what?
Thing. That was we really
believe,
nice.
We believe in petting.
That's right.
Have you
so
petted?
You have a pet.
That's
I have a cat that's downstairs. I don't love it, but
now,
that. Is that
when you go. Say when you say you have a pet? That's a loose definition, even.
So I do have a cat downstairs.
Yes, there is a cat.
Yeah, I don't love it.
A
Margo
cat downstairs.
What's the cat's name? Margo.
Mia.
Mia.
Why have we not had Mia on the podcast?
He doesn't talk very well.
Meow.
He.
She.
She.
Oh,
there we
go.
I don't know for sure.
She's transgender.
Doesn't speak good.
Me so, Eric,
she don't speak English.
Eric, you have an animal, yes?
Yeah, yeah. We have Harvey the Chihuahua.
Harvey.
He weighs roughly 3.7 pounds.
I'm
yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. How old is he?
He's 8.5, dude.
Really?
Yeah, he's circling the drain. I don't know when
oh,
he's going to pass.
Oh, that's
rough.
So sad.
It's rough.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on. How long do Chihuahuas live?
He could live anywhere from 8.5 to 20.
Come on.
Seriously, if you Wikipedia this, it says chihuahuas live between 10 and 20 years. That's a big spread.
That's a huge spread.
Yeah, collies have like a 3 to 5 year spread. Chihuahuas have a 10-year spread. So we're not sure if he's circling the drain or just getting fired up and on the back, you
know.
Does
he still walk well?
Hump life. I'm not really sure.
Does he walk well?
He walks great. Yep.
Does he have incontinence issues?
He,
that means he pees himself or
no,
your house,
actually. He's not the brightest crayon in the box.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Well, I've got a dog. New.
Can't teach him tricks
I've
or anything.
I've got a puppy. He's about 6-7 months old. Theo, the dog.
Oh, Theo. That's
yeah,
right.
He's a good boy. He's a good boy. But I've noticed something. Do you walk? What's your dog's name again?
Harvey.
Harvey. Does Harvey do the walks? Do you walk him? Does
Believe
he heal?
Believe it or not, dude, Harvey will follow me within about 3 feet of
no,
my walk.
No leash?
No leash.
Come on.
Yeah.
Smiley,
yeah.
Do you walk, Mia?
I will follow you.
Have you ever tried?
I'll follow you.
Yes, I do walk Mia quite a bit.
No.
So sweet.
You are totally lying. You've never put a leash on that cat?
I put that cat on a leash and I walk her.
Well, I walk Theo, the puppy, trying to teach him what to do, right? Mm-hmm. And I figured out something, is that Theo has to have the leash, because if I let him off, he's running crazy. Who knows where he's going to go? He's down the street. He's in the retention pond.
Oh, nice.
I'm chasing him. And anytime I chase, you can't chase Theo, right? You try to chase a dog that doesn't want to be on a leash, it doesn't work. Because immediately, as you start chasing, you know what they think it is? It's game time.
Yeah.
Catch
me if you can is what we're playing. My favorite thing now is Theo will walk to the back door and he'll scratch on the back door and I'll open it and he'll jump off the back little step and then stare at me as if to say like, hey, we'll come out chasing around the backyard.
Come on, sucker.
Come on, sucker. Chase me. See if you can catch me. And it's 7 degrees outside.
I'm faster than you.
And thinking about the dog, I was thinking about this and I talked about it at Mercy Road last month, was this idea that I don't trust Theo. I don't trust where he's going to go. I don't trust what he's going to happen. I just think he's going to run into someone's yard. He's going to take off. Yeah. We're never going to find him. He's going to hit by a car, and I'm going to have that sad moment where I just watch my dog die in front of me. No one wants that. It made me think about the other day. I don't know if you ever made the connection between, you know, dog situations and God, even though the words are spelled, it's the word backwards, right? So dog is backwards is God. So there's got to be some connection there between our relationship with dog and God.
Maybe, true. No, you're right. Backwards.
I may be reaching for that. I'm just saying. So what I've noticed is that I often treat God the same way I treat my dog, is that I don't trust him, right? Mm. So if I'm going to go out on a, you know, walk with God, if you will, like we talk about that, and how's your walk with God, this relationship, is oftentimes I treat God the same way I treat my dog, is that I don't really trust him. Like, he's supposed to be leading because he's God and I'm not, right? But I almost kind of want to do this deal where it's like, you know, heal God, right? You stay right here. Let me be the pack leader. I don't know, you know, where you're going to run to, where you're going to lead me in life. You know, if you're going to take me to a dangerous place, I don't know what's going to happen. So let me be in control. You just make sure that you're behind me in this. Yeah. I got you on a leash. And maybe when we get back to my house, I'll give you a little dog treat to say, hey, thanks, which is kind of like, hey, God, I'll be in control. You do what I want to do. We get back to the house. Maybe I'll give you a treat. Like I'll go to church or I'll give something to some, you know, missions organization or something.
Yeah.
But I kind of want to be in control. And on a walk, you know, the other day I realized, you know what? I don't think it's probably the best strategy to treat God like I do my dog. And so I thought, you know, we talked about a little bit at Mercer Road. You know, I know we don't all have the same animal situation, but I don't know if you guys ever have a situation where maybe it kind of feels like you keep God on a leash a little bit.
Yeah.
As humans, we like to lead versus follow. But Jesus clearly said, hey, why don't you follow me?
Yeah.
And for that, for us, that's a really difficult concept.
Yeah.
Because we think, as long as I'm the leader, this thing's going to go okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, how does that piece come? I mean, we talked last episode about the idea of hearing, you know, God. And there's a part of that leads to a place of trust. Like, for me, I realize, like, I don't trust my dog, which I shouldn't. I mean, he's crazy.
Not,
but
it's not just trust, it's humility. It's like, am I really willing to let someone or something else tell me what's going to happen?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because we feel like if we're in control, even if we fail, it's like, at least I screwed it up.
Like, you know what I mean? At least I was in control of that.
And I think sometimes we err in the direction of I'm going to screw it up versus I'm going to give up control and see where it goes. Like, we'd rather screw up ourselves than let someone else lead us, even if it's in a good direction.
Well, I think part
I'm
of your
not
analogy
sure I'm making
too.
Sense
yeah, no, that I like that.
Yeah, I think part of your analogy too, Darren, is that you have a dog that doesn't know where you're going. Doesn't know that you have that dog's best interest in mind, and that dog's trying to lead you, and here you are, the owner, just frustrated that the dog's trying to lead you instead of just submit and just let you lead it to somewhere where it needs to go.
Got to remember though that dog licks its own private area, so you got to consider that too.
At some point, could lick my junk without falling off the couch, yeah. I wouldn't leave home.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
No, you know
it's
what?
Like
I had
the old, it's like my algebra book in high school. It's like all the answers were in the back. They were written out.
Yeah.
Like the whole formula.
Oh, upside down.
Everything was written in the back of the book.
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
But I would, at some point during my high school career, I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to flip to the back of the book. I'm going to figure this out. Because doggone it, I'm good enough. But it's like at some point, it's worth going to the back of the book and just getting a little help on the answer.
Yeah.
Because it'll take you in the direction where, you know. It'll take you in the right direction. And I think we struggle with that because we like to be so individualistic. We like to be so like self-confident.
Yeah.
Like where we can just, I can do it all myself, you know?
Well, I didn't think about the kind of flip the analogy around like you just did, Eric. I hadn't thought about that before. That so often, like obviously being the owner, I don't trust Theo to lead me. But there's another part that the thought of like, I kind of am in that perspective of I am like, if God's leading me, because he is, because he's God no matter what, is that so often I'm at a place where, like, if I don't trust him, I'm kind of like Theo, my dog, pulling again. Like, it makes no sense to me. Like, literally, we're walking around the neighborhood, and I've got one of those little, you know, the training choker kind of collars.
Yeah.
And he is literally choking himself where, like, we're walking and, you know, it's a great day out walking the neighborhood, sunny day, and he's not enjoying the experience at all because he's like, like he is choking himself, trying to run as fast as he can as I'm like, dude, we're just
in the wrong direction.
Yeah, in the wrong direction. I'm like, dude, we're just like, trust me. I got this. We're going to enjoy our time. We're going to take a good lap around the neighborhood, come back. I got this. I'm not going to let anything bad happen to you. I'm not going to lead you where you don't want to go. Like, relax. And this would be a really enjoyable experience. Yeah. But here he is, you know, strangling himself to try to be, you know, the one, you know, to lead this thing. I guess, you know, I'd never really thought about that. That's the deal, is that in this life, like, I'm like that so often where God's like, listen, we're you know, my desire is that you and I are on a walk like you and Harvey are, right? No leash. Yeah.
You know, a couple months ago, one of my mentors passed away, and we really believed that God would heal her.
Yeah.
And I cried out to God as a healer to say, can you please heal Debbie? You know, who is someone who runs the missions agency that Jillian and I have worked for 10 years.
Yeah.
And he didn't heal her. And I didn't feel real good about that, Darren. For a long time, I asked God, why didn't you heal the person that I look up to, the person that loves you so much? Why wouldn't you heal her? She's your servant. And I was driving to the hospital to be with her by her bedside. And I felt like, you know, this last podcast and in the podcast 28, you talked about how God speaks to us. And I was just mad at him. I was talking to him, and I felt like he spoke to me, and he said, not only am I a physician and a healer, but I'm also a shepherd who leads my people into greener pastures. And that he was leading Debbie to somewhere that was better.
Yeah.
And I had to trust him that he's not only her healer, but he's also her shepherd who gets to lead her wherever he wants to.
Yeah.
And that was something I needed to hear, because I think in my own walk with God, I don't trust where he's leading me. I expect him to heal me. I expect him to promote me. I expect him to make me better or to make my job better, but I don't just trust where he leads me. And sometimes I don't know where we're going, and I don't like that feeling, you know?
Yeah. No, I mean, I think that makes sense. And I think there's a lot of things that on the onset, like, I mean, I'm sure, I mean, we walked through that, you know, together. I mean, Debbie was a mentor of ours and a great friend. When those things happen in life, you're like, no, you know, never, I would never order this off the menu of life. Like, God, I don't like where you're leading me. I don't like you. I mean, it's like, you know, Aaron, you know, for you and Emily, the journeys you guys have been through with, you know, adoption and stuff. I mean, it's like, I'm sure, you know, 15, 20 years ago, it's like, hey, Aaron, you want to order this off the menu? It's like, no, I don't. I don't want any part of that. You know what I mean? And I'm sure, you know, Dave, you've had stuff where it's like, if I had to decide, like, do I want to ever deal with this? No, I would rather not. Thanks. You know what I mean? I'd rather this journey if I'm going to be in control. But I think that's that piece of coming back to. I remember a professor in college said that, you know, and I mean, people have said this before, but he said, You know, do you believe that God has your best interest at heart?
Yeah, that's hard, man.
And that was
hard to trust that.
Yeah, that's a big place to get to of like, man, like, do I really trust like that you have my best interest at heart? And it's like, if I do, then like even when everything I see says to me like, man, I don't want this, I can still get to a place of saying, you know what, I'm gonna believe in faith that I trust your heart, and I'll let you lead in this. Even if everything in me wants to pull against the leash, you know what I mean? And say, yeah. No, like, I know better because I, like you said, Aaron, like, I want control of this. I want to know that even if it fails, I'm the reason it failed, and I've got the control of this. And that's a tough place to get. And that was one of the scriptures that I you know, talked about when we talked about that sermon at Mercy Road was coming back to that understanding that in 1 John, we talks about that God is love.
Yeah.
You know, God is love, And I love that passage talks about that perfect love drives out all fear. And I realize it so often when I realize I don't trust what God's doing, the emotion I'm dealing with, I think most primarily, is fear. Like, I'm anxious, I'm afraid, I don't like this. And what that tells me is like, man, if fear is the greatest emotion I'm dealing with, what that tells me is I don't trust that he loves me.
Yeah.
And if I get to the place of saying, you know what, God, even though I don't feel it in faith, I'm going to believe that you are love. Therefore, your greatest concern for me is based in a heart of love, and I'll trust you to lead me through this, even when it feels terrible. My mentor's dying, or my marriage is crumbling, or my child has died, or whatever the thing is. I've lost my job. I mean, there's lots of real deal things that I'm sure that, you know, that our listeners are dealing with right now, that we're all dealing with things where it's like, man, I don't get this.
Yeah. this is Smiley, by the way. I know I haven't had a chance to talk for a while because this guy has taken over the show. But yeah, thank you.
Sorry.
I just want to say my buddy Will from the show, right?
Yeah.
So everybody, like, he didn't get the adoption or whatever. It fell through. And it was very, very sad. I mean, went through all the things of, like, you didn't get this. You know, you're mad, you're angry, you're sad. But, you know, and the people would always say, this is God's plan, you know, really, this is God's plan? I appreciate it. You know, how do you deal with that? That's crazy. It's question, like, this man. Is God's plan?
Yeah.
Really?
Great no.
But to be really sad and they'll find the better one, a better child? I mean, what do you say about that?
No, that's...
What's your answer?
No, I
God man? Right?
No, I love it, dude. I love that perspective. And actually... I think I hate it when other people come into your life in your pain and
say it's God's plan.
Yeah, and give you something like, well, hey.
You don't really have the right to say that. I mean,
everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, exactly. Everything happens for a reason. It's God's plan. It's like, you don't tell me that. Like, my dad just died, or my grandma died, or whatever it is. It's like, oh, it's God's plan. Really? Is it God's plan for my grandma to die?
Yeah.
She was a sweet, sweet woman, and she made me great pancakes.
Yes.
You know? I mean, whatever that. It is.
Hey, listen, I love your grandma's pancakes.
I don't know. Yeah. She didn't really make great pancakes.
Over and over.
Yeah.
And we, like, I really have come to believe that God does have a plan, but he also gives humans free will, and humans can really screw up his plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, humans can screw things up because that's just... We have that reign, you know, like in this earth.
I'm sure they're not being malicious.
We have the opinion
or
to like do things that are against what God would say is the best thing. And so we've gone through like an adoption process that we felt like God was ordaining this. Like, this was going to be sibling with sibling. Like, it was going to be a beautiful thing in our home. And a human decided that they didn't want that.
Mm.
Yeah.
So even though God really like wanted it to be, I think that there is human free will can screw up what God thinks is the best thing. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't think that God can't make that a good thing or can't redeem it. Like, God, I think God can come in on the backside of humans really effing things up and be like, you know what? I'm going to make this okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to heal this situation in some way. But at the same time, I don't think that everything that happens in this world, God is like, yep, I chose that.
Yeah.
You got cancer, kid.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't get to go with the right people, kid. You know, I don't think you're going to die now, kid.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the way it is.
That's my plan. It's God's will. Really? Right. To kill the
just
kid?
Our human nature, our human, like, just our screwed up philosophy of what life is as humans oftentimes interferes with what God would say is his perfect will. And that's just the way that life is. But in the end, God can make all things for him. He can make them new. He can make them redeemed. He can make them good.
Yeah.
Even if humans totally jack them up to the bottom level of life, he can take it and be like, you know what? I'm going to make this new. I'm going to redeem this. I'm going to turn this around.
No, I mean, Dave, I'm so glad you brought that up because that's real. It's like, yeah, I'll trust God to lead me, and then I'll trust this, and it will completely get jacked, and my life will get screwed. And, you know, Aaron, you guys have felt this. I mean, you know, producer Will's, you know, in this, and so many people are, and it's like, I think that's the thing I hate when people come and say, oh, well, this was God's perfect. It's like, no. Like, and that's the crazy part, I think, is that God's love is, like, the fact that he allows us free will. Like, listen, you can screw this up if you want.
Mm-hmm.
Is we experience some of, the, I think, the most painful, disparaging situations at the hands of other human beings that make decisions around us.
Yeah.
But what I do love about the heart of God, and sorry to bring it back to the stupid dog analogy, but I'm so simple that I do, is that the greatest joy that I feel like sometimes that Theo experiences is the fact that he's walking with the person that he feels like is the pack leader, right? Like just that connection. Like, I just want to go for a walk. And one thing I think about in the situation that God leads us through is like, there are times when other people's decisions, that God allows them the free will too, it causes immense amounts of pain. Is that God's plan? No. He does not desire that for us. But what I found in my life is sometimes when I'm in the most painful situations is that I still trust God's heart. Mm. And I know, like, you know what, God, you're not happy. Like, we read that, like, last episode, read that passage in 1 Corinthians. It says that he doesn't rejoice in injustice. Like, when we experience injustice and pain at the hands of people that make decisions that hurt us, God's heart breaks for that. But what I love about it is that he gives that person the free will to still make that decision. Like, he loves them enough to say, you know what, you can make this decision. I know it's going to cause Eric or Dave or Darren or Aaron pain, but what I love is that he can allow them the ability to work that out themselves, and he can be so close and present to me as I walk through this that I can walk through the pain of that and know, you know what, you're still giving me a peace that surpasses the understanding that I have. I mean, if you're out there tonight, you know, right now listening to this podcast, and you're in a place of pain and darkness, and man, by no means don't hear us making light of where you're at, in no way. And following Jesus is not some silver bullet that it's like life goes perfect. I mean, it's like, if the thing I really like about the Old Testament is you read about hundreds, I mean, thousands of years of people who their life did not go real great. Like, a lot of really painful things happened. But what I think you see is through all of that, like, God was at work, even when it seemed like he wasn't, to redeem the situation. And if you're at a place right now where you're in a lot of pain and things have gone bad, I mean, I don't know if it means anything coming from us. You may not even know us, but I'm sorry. You know, as much compassion as we can goes out to what you're feeling, and know that, hey, man, we've all walked through some real painful stuff too. And in this world, we will experience pain because this world's not set up to operate as it was created to. The encouragement that I want to bring you through the podcast today is that there is a God that loves you. And when you cry, it breaks his heart. He loves you as a son and daughter. And he wants to lead you in a place to realize that even in the midst of the pain that you may go through, he does have a plan to bring redemption and love and reconciliation through that. You may not see it now. You may not experience it for a long time to come, but he's there, and you can trust his heart. And you know what? And it may do nothing to hear my words in this podcast, but I can tell you this, that through my life and through a lot of people I've watched, and through a lot of, you know, stories in the scriptures that we have, I can tell you that can be experienced if you come to a place of trusting him. And when you experience it, the reality of that experience will be 100 times more powerful than anything you've ever heard someone else say to you when you experience his faithfulness and his love for yourself. And to kind of round out the illustration I used is, it's an amazingly powerful thing when you can go to a place of saying, God, heal, like I do my dog, right? H-E-E-L, like, you be, let me be in control. You follow what I say. It's an amazingly powerful thing when you can come to the place of asking God to heal which is, you know, H-E-A-L. Bring healing to the pain and the struggles that I've experienced in this life, many times at the hands of other people. And when you experience the power of what his love can do to heal you, it's an amazingly freeing and joyful walk that you can experience with him.
That's awesome. You know what I like about that too, Darren, is that it's not an event, it's a process. A friend of mine is a Marine sniper, you know Nick.
Yeah.
And an awesome guy, and as he's working through just some hard conversations that are coming up in his life, he has a tendency to want to check out.
Hmm.
You know, I've had the talk, we're done.
Yeah.
And rather, you know, we've talked about what does it look like to just start the conversation. He loves UFC, you know, and to just, you've got round one done. And, you know, you've got some wounds now. The other guy does too. But what about the kind of courage it takes to step into round two and to keep the conversation going? Because I think real healing happens when it's not just an event but a process. And to just keep that door open for healing to keep happening.
Yeah. I love it. Ladies and gents, you've been with us for episode 29. We thank you for supporting us. Come see us on St. Paddy's Day at Moe's. Come see us for the celebration on Sunday, March 15th. We want to thank Distinctive Diamonds for making the podcast happen. I want to thank Dave Smiley from the Smiley Morning Show, Eric Maitland from My Yellow Rickshaw in Mercy Road, and Aaron Pelsu from Aaron Pelsu Band and AaronPelsuMusic.com. And I'm Darren Earlywine, your friendly neighborhood pub pastor. We'll see you next time.
Peace, everybody.
Come on, man.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to Pub Theology, brought to you by
Distinctive Diamonds. If you're looking to get a ring, a necklace, a bracelet, whatever you need, there's no other place to go than the one, the only, the Distinctive Diamonds.
Yeah.
He loved me enough just to set this sinner free. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for saving me.